liquor or something might have come in, or some beer.
Big jug.
Or keg, maybe?
A keg. What a keg.
Okay. Oh, here I am. What are the things that run around the barrel that they hold the staves in? They're usually metal rings.
Call them hooks.
Okay. If we were out in the kitchen and you needed to pour something from a big bottle into a little bottle, and the, you know, the mouths on the bottles were different sizes, you might get something out to put in the small bottle where you could just tip it over and pour. You'd call that a...
I call it a funnel.
Okay. When you were little and were on the farm and you drove your teams of mules and things, did you have something that you might have just used to crack a little bit or just to touch them on the rear to get them to go?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Whip.
Excuse me. Okay. And if you've gone to the grocery store and come home with your groceries, they would put them in several
bags.
Okay. And these bags are made of... And you might get things, something that would come in something. That's not a very good way to say that. You might buy something that wouldn't come in a bag, but it might come in something cloth, or maybe fertilizer would often come in these things.
Yeah, my father used to buy fertilizer in cloth bags. And they used to call them sacks, cloth sacks.
They ever call them toe sacks? Crocus sacks?
Yeah, you had the seed would come in crocus sacks. Like it's seed peanuts or stuff like that that he bought, that he had to plant and get it in crocus sacks.
You said that your daddy grew corn on your farm. Did you take corn to the mill?
Oh, yes.
To be ground?
I had no good meal stand.
They just don't make it like they used to.
No.
What would you call the amount of corn that you took to the mill at one time?
Well, my dad was a large family of us, so he always took at least a bushel, called a bushel.
Are you familiar with the turn of corn?
Oh, yeah, a turn 9. He would carry a turn, but that would be when he was going to sell it. He would take a turn to make meal out of it.
So turn was a lot bigger than a bushel then?
Ooh. Sure, a turn is a whole lot bigger than a bushel, my Lord.
You embarrass me, Mary. I'm a city girl.
Well, a turn is a turn is a whole lot more.
Be like a wagon load?
Yeah, it's a whole lot more than a bushel.
Okay.
A bushel would just be one crocus sack. In other words, you seen these tubs that they call foot tubs now?
Mm-hmm.
A bushel, now that's a half bushel bucket. That twice full would be a bushel.
Guess it turns a little bit. When you live back on the farm, if your daddy sent you out for wood for the stove, and you came back in with whatever you could carry
in
your arms, what would you call that?
We would call it a turn, you know.
Call that a turn, too?
But it wouldn't be what you call a ton of corn or something. You'd say, well, go get me a ton of wood.
Okay. And